Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I am also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Friends, today we are going to be reflecting on a gospel reading from Mark's gospel in the very first chapter, starting in verse 40. A leper came to him, Jesus, and kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, he touched the leper and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once, and he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. This is a great reading and one that we've heard a number of times, one that we hear even in multiple gospel accounts. The key words here today that I want to pull out are, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Oftentimes, we end up in a dialogue with the Lord, questioning what is God's will for our good, right? So many times we kind of confuse the circumstances that we experience with the realization of God's will. I'm drawn to reflect on one of the most haunting and beautiful components of John Paul II's reflections on Genesis in his Theology of the Body, where we see the fall of man, we see Adam and Eve in the garden. And this question is asked by the serpent, right, of Eve. What did the Father tell you? What did the Lord tell you about eating from the trees in the garden? And Eve says, "We can eat but any tree, but this one tree," he says, "do not take from it or else you'll die." And the serpent questions Eve and says, did the Lord actually forbid you to eat from this tree? Do you think that you'll die? No, you'll become like him, right? You'll become like gods. And ultimately there's this question of why does the Lord put us in opportunities where something that seems to be for our good might actually be contrary to his will? John Paul II presents to us a beautiful reflection on that passage in suggesting that it was never, in fact, God the Father's will that Adam and Eve not receive the fruit of every tree, but it was merely the fact that he wanted to be the one to give it. He wanted to be the one to provide. Yet in this reflection, this reading that we often hear, we tend to think that God like created this opportunity for us to be challenged or tempted or tried, and that Adam and Eve, they failed the test. You know, here in this reading, we see it said a different way. Jesus, if you will it, if you wish, you can make me clean. And I believe that Jesus says to us today, I do wish it, right? Every circumstance, every suffering, every experience that we're having in our lives that's causing turmoil, that's causing trial, it is God's will that we be made clean. What else is God's will? God's will is that we would be drawn closer to him through it, right? That we need to come to a place of interpreting our own experience and circumstances actually through the reality of the way that God reveals his love to us, the way that he's revealed it to us from the beginning. The fact that God desires all good things from us, for us. The important fact is that we remember that he desires to give them to us himself, that we would receive healing not for healing's sake, but that we receive healing for the sake of relationship, that we receive restoration and encouragement and upbuilding and strengthening, not for their own sake, but for the sake of the one who gives them to us. Lord, give us the grace to receive all that you offer us, and most importantly, to receive you in relationship every day, that our hearts and our lives and our mind and our bodies and our world would be transformed to become more like you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, friends, for joining us today for this gospel reflection from Luke or from Mark. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us online at damascus.net.